Hi everyone, pardon the noise in the background. Anyways, welcome back to another episode. On this episode, you'll be doing a lot of things with me. I'm supposed to be getting ready for work, but I haven't done my morning chores, and I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. Initially, or what was going on in my mind, I was going to title this episode Challenges of the Good God People. Now sometimes I'm like, I come up with funny ideas and I cannot execute them. So I'll be doing my dishes while I'm talking to you. I hope it's not too crowdy in the background. So I've always wondered what makes us do the things we do. There are a lot of good godly people outside. Why do I call them godly? Because a lot of us are Christians, but a lot of us are not godly. For the past few days, I've been facing a lot of challenges and temptations. Here's what I want to say. I've tried a lot of weird stuff and it doesn't seem interesting to me. Even in the process of I get the opportunity to do those things, I don't find it inciting or exciting as some people make it out to be. Like having sex, drinking, going to club. I still want to go to the club. I still want to go to a strip club. But I know that the process I'm going to be in while I'm doing all those things that people consider as fun things, I will be exhausted, I will be drained, and I will be stressed, I'll be tired. But did I accomplish anything? It depends on what I'm looking out to accomplish. What can I say? I would not like to say I'm being mature by not wanting to have sex, but I'm trying to abstain and do some things differently other than the way I've been doing them, like having sex and not having sex. Here, yeah, I'm trying to confuse you and not convince you about anything in particular. So, I feel like a lot of us do things differently because not that we are suffering from peer pressure, but we just want to see we've always been good, we've always been obedient, only that we have a bad side and want to explore it, but we don't know how to go about it. In the end, when we finally decide to do one bad thing, we'll be like, there's nothing even exciting about it. For one, smoking, drinking, clubbing, partying, and having sex with random strangers. Trust me when I say there's nothing interesting about it. You're just making your story sound nasty, wild, rough, irresponsible, and someone without home training. I am telling you that there is someone out there that haven't explored all this, and they are still living a comfortable life. Unlike many of us that have explored a lot of things, and we're still facing challenges. You can't tell me that there's nobody facing challenges. Right now, I'm outside my house, wanting to do my dishes, talking to myself, talking to my phone, into my phone. I know I'm looking weird to whoever is going to be watching me with my hand demonstration. But I know what I'm doing, right? Yeah. But the other person staring doesn't know what I'm doing. Anyway, there's nobody staring. Let me quickly do my dishes, and I'll get back to what I was saying. But I will not say that not doing bad things, wild stuff, and exploring, going on dangerous adventures makes you mature, though. Neither do those things that you do makes you matured. I don't even know how I'm going to put it, but let's say whatever you do, you should learn to bear the consequences. Either drinking, doing drugs, alcoholism, or whatever it is. Okay, drinking and alcoholism is the same thing. Pardon me. I said I was going to make this as short as possible, but here I am prolonging it the more. I don't know if I've gotten or if I have landed my point or not, but I hope you can pick out things that are relatable to you from all I've just said. I will still tell you, as I've always said in previous episodes, I'm still figuring a lot of things out. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But, man, it can be hard and tough as hell. Especially when you are trying to do
the right thing by abstaining. No, I didn't put it right. Man, I'm laughing at all the silly things I have done where I thought, oh, I know what I was doing, and then I was making terrible mistakes. They've shaped me differently, but I'm not sure I've still learned my lessons. But I'm growing. I hope I don't chicken out from posting this one, and I don't forget, because I'm always busy. Busy being anxious about a lot of things. Busy being worried about things that might not even happen. Okay, so here is another day to live like you've never lived before, and also try to be your best self. Don't be wicked, and if you're going to be wicked for a good cause. Is there even a thing like that? Anyway, have a wonderful time. Till I come back, same time, same place, same podcast channel. I hope I was able to make this as short as possible. Earlier on, I said, please pardon the background noise and ignore whatever you heard. Huh? Love you. Bye. Peace.